Since Cuba's crackdown on dissidents began nearly 2 years ago, the wives of 75 men who were arrested have become a powerful force in their own right. Many of these women say before their husbands were arrested, they had little interest in politics. Now they are increasingly recognized as the voice of the opposition. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story from Havana.
Every Sunday at Santa Rita Catholic Church in the upscale neighborhood of Miramar in Havana, there is a group of women dressed in white. In the crowded church, they can be easy to miss. But after the Mass, together, they silently march down the wide, leafy boulevard where many embassies are located. Then, standing back in front of the church that is dedicated to the patron saint of impossible causes, they say a prayer and briefly shout for the liberty of their imprisoned husbands. These women are known as the Ladies in White. In a country where protests are forbidden, these persistent peaceful demonstrations are a continuing rebuke to the Cuban government. In mid-March 2003, 75 people were rounded up from their homes, tried and sentenced to up to 28 years in jail. Many of them were independent journalists, writers and economists, dissidents who were branded traitors by the Castro regime. It accuses them of being paid by the United States to stir up dissent here. The families of those imprisoned deny that charge. The wives and mothers of those arrested have formed this group. About a dozen of them are the most active and have shown up at the church on this day. One of them is Dolia Leal. Her husband is prisoner Nelson Aguiar. Protesting in this country is extremely difficult, she says. Those who protest are imprisoned. These 75 are imprisoned because they expressed their ideas. We protest peacefully, without talking. We walk through the avenue here. We don't say anything. Many of these women used to be simply known as the wives of their better-known male counterparts. Now they have taken on the mantle of the opposition. They speak not only about their husbands, but the oppression they say the Cuban people suffer as well.
Patria, tú me dolías, y era como un beso y una herida, así de dulce y hondo.
In her apartment in central Havana, Blanca Reyes reads the poetry of her imprisoned husband, Raúl Rivero. He is one of Cuba's most famous dissidents, a well-known poet and writer. Until her husband's arrest, Reyes says she was a housewife who had little interest in political activism. I never took a political side. In fact, it used to really bother me when people used to come around here and talk politics, she says. That has changed. Reyes, with her expressive face and short gray hair, has now emerged as a spokesperson for dissidents in her own right. I knew he had not done anything wrong, she says. I have a very strong personality, and so when I know I'm right, I say it. I now talk about this government, and I say that the Cuban president is a dictator. I say it all because it's true. In a hotel across town, Berta Soler looks around as she sits being interviewed by a Western journalist. She says she's being followed. Most of the ladies in white say they are being harassed and watched. But Soler did something last month that put her firmly on the government's radar. I wrote a letter to Fidel Castro asking for my husband to be transferred to Havana so he could be treated for a herniated disc, she says. I then proceeded to wait for the reply outside the Council of State. I stayed 41 hours in that park in front of that building with some of the other ladies in white until state security officials came and took us away in the early hours of the morning. The international press covered the protest. Her husband, Solar Angel Moya, a human rights activist who is serving a 20-year sentence, was promptly transferred. It was a rare victory. Soler works as a lab technician at a hospital here. She says she, too, never wanted to get involved in politics.
Es una lucha que vale la pena.
To have a democratic Cuba, a free Cuba, is worth it, she says. I'm not political, but we have to scream to the whole world and to the people here about the injustices and the violations that are committed in this country. You can't sit home and wait. After she left the hotel, Soler says she was questioned and stopped by a man who had been lurking near where she was being interviewed. The Cuban government has released a small number of those imprisoned on what it says are humanitarian grounds. Thus far, it has not publicly condemned the actions of the ladies in white. According to the president of Cuba's National Assembly, Ricardo Alarcón, the fact that the wives have been able to talk to the international press shows that Cuba has more freedom than its enemy to the north.
You know, they are wives. You can speak with them, but you cannot mention one name of the hundreds that are now also in Cuba, but in Guantanamo. You cannot name the wife of any of them. You cannot name the lawyer of any of them. Do you know why? Because they are like disappeared persons.
One of the ladies in white who was an active dissident and independent journalist before the arrests is Miriam Leiva. Her husband is economist Oscar Espinosa Chepe, who is serving a 20-year sentence. On this day, she sits in her tiny apartment. Books and papers are scattered everywhere. She says she's been depressed. She's been given the opportunity to visit her husband on Sunday, the same day she goes to join the other women at the church. It's a common tactic, she says, used to disrupt the gathering. Leiva says the ladies in white began in a haphazard fashion, but it has become something unique that caught the Cuban government off guard.
Each day, more and more women were talking and denouncing what was happening to their husbands, not because they wanted to, not because they meant to, but because the situation was so difficult, because they were being so unjust, because these men were suffering so much that they had to speak out. So I think it's something new, because before there were political prisoners, but, well, nobody knew much about them. Women were home, they were afraid, and all of a sudden, all these women started talking and saying what was going on and letting the world know and letting the Cuban people know.
Back outside Santa Rita Church, the women are getting ready to go home. Gisela Delgado is the wife of Hector Palacios, another prominent dissident who is serving a 25-year sentence. He was one of the founders of the Varela Project, a petition drive that had collected thousands of signatures demanding democratic reform in Cuba. Delgado says that the women here will continue to come and protest. All totalitarian governments are afraid that people will get activated, that women will go out onto the streets and protest, she says, that tomorrow it will not only be us, but other families that raise their voice and join this protest. The ladies in white slowly disperse, walking away in the glare of the hot Cuban sun. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Havana.